In Ukraine, civilians have suffered as Russian strikes have killed people and destroyed cities. But one Russian weapon seems surprisingly quiet, and that's the cyber warfare weapon. Mehul Srivastava is cybersecurity correspondent for the Financial Times. He's been reporting on this and joins us from London. Hi, Mehul.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the world knows Russia's cyber capabilities. In 2015, a cyber attack took down a big portion of Ukraine's power grid. Why have we not seen this weapon so far here?
You know, it's interesting. This is a question that national security experts, cybersecurity experts have been kind of puzzling over. And one of the reasons why we haven't seen a massively successful attack is that the Ukrainian government has taken cybersecurity incredibly seriously. And one of the things that happened was the American government got involved. And in November, they sent in essentially people who work with the U.S. Army's cyber command. And they worked on various networks, financial networks, some of the military grid, something to do with the power grid. And they found these essentially sleeper cells of malware that were hidden away inside Ukrainian code. And they went and they cleaned it up. There was one in the railway networks they found. And something like 3 million Ukrainian civilians took trains towards Poland to get to safety. And had this gone undetected and been activated at a time of such chaos, it would have added to the misery of these people trying to flee. So this is something that Western allies helped Ukraine become better at.
Yeah. Now, your team also reported on what seemed a swift American response recently to an attempted attack on the Ukrainian National Police. What happened there?
Yeah. Some of the attacks that we've seen that have not been very sophisticated but are still very kind of difficult to get over. The technical term is a distributed denial of service attack. But what it is tens of thousands of computers around the world will ask a single website to return small amounts of information. And the Ukrainian National Police was going through this attack. It brings down your networks. You can barely kind of work. And because the American government had worked with the Ukrainian National Police before, they were able to call for help to Ukrainians. And there's a company in California called Fortinet, and they sell a solution, something that's supposed to help fight against it. And very quickly, I think within 24 hours, this company's software was installed and used to fight off this attack. And, you know, this provides a wealth of data for Western companies to study because they're going to be selling these solutions around the world to protect themselves against Russian attacks.
Well, despite that, surely some planners are imagining the Russians could still reach for some cyber weapon here. What vulnerabilities in Ukraine are the experts worrying about?
I mean, the experts I'll say that I've spoken to are quite, they're very pleased. The Ukrainian defenses have been proven to be resilient. Like, don't get us wrong. There have been a large number of small attacks. You know, people are going after a lot of DDoS attacks like we discussed earlier, but nothing widespread, nothing debilitating to civilian infrastructure. But nobody in this conflict thinks that is underestimating Russian abilities. If the Russians want and they decide to bring what they call their A game, there's a lot of damage they can do, but they're busy elsewhere. Conducting espionage, defending their own networks because all these IT armies that are pro-Ukraine are attacking them. So this could change. And the big one to go after is the energy grid. The second big one to go after is the communication network. And so far, you haven't seen the Russians try really hard to take them down.
Yeah. Well, finally, you can ask about what tactics the Ukrainians or their presumed allies are doing either against Russian servers or potentially intercepting Russian troops' messages and calls.
Yeah, it's very messy because, especially in cyber arenas, it's very difficult to kind of attribute who exactly has done it. People hide their traces really well, and then other people take credit for the work because they want to pump up their reputations online.
Sure.
But there have been lots of attacks within Russia itself that are clearly coming from people who've taken advantage of the opportunity to go after somebody, either who's a weak target or an enemy. The Russian military networks within Ukraine itself, the ones that they transport with their troops, have actually reportedly not been performing as well. So one of the examples that we had is that once they entered Ukraine and their encrypted military communication stopped working as reliably, they were grabbing cell phones off of civilians and, you know, grabbing SIM cards out of repair shops and using them to communicate with people. And the Ukrainians have hacked some of these calls and released them. So that's to embarrass the Russians. But that also gives the Ukrainians a large amount of data. Where are these troops? But we're a month into this conflict, and in most of Ukraine, cell phones are still working. This is not something that people expected.
Mehul Srivastava is cybersecurity correspondent for the Financial Times. Thank you, Mehul, for the time.
Yeah, thanks.